There's a very simple way of remembering how to recognize a stroke and what to do. It's F-A-S-T, FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulties, and T for time to call the ambulance.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie English for PTA beschäftigt sich thematisch mit dem Herz-Kreislauf-System. Eine Kundin berichtet in der Apotheke, dass ihre 78-jährige Mutter einen leichten Schlaganfall gehabt habe. Nun fragt sie, was ihre Mutter tun könne, um die Risiken eines weiteren Schlaganfalls zu mindern. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen Sie dabei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, klicken Sie auf www.das-pta-magazin.de/englisch. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Excuse me, may I ask you some questions?
Yes, of course. How can I help?
The doctor thinks that my mother has had a slight stroke. She's fine again now, but he said it was a warning of what was to come and that she needs to change her lifestyle. What should I do?
How old is your mother?
She's 78.
Does she smoke or have diabetes?
She smoked until she was 65, and she's had type 2 diabetes for about 5 years.
Does she have any other medical conditions, or is she overweight?
She is overweight, and she gets a bit out of breath sometimes.
That's not good. Shortness of breath may be a sign that the heart isn't getting enough oxygen.
What causes that?
Fatty deposits called plaque can build up, harden and narrow the arteries. If the plaque becomes unstable, it can break away and cause a clot to form. As the clot gets bigger, the blood flow to the heart or brain tissue is reduced. And if the clot breaks away or blocks the artery, it can result in a stroke or a heart attack.
Oh dear. So what can I do to minimize the risk?
Make sure she sees her doctor for regular checkups, especially concerning blood pressure and cholesterol. Has your mother changed anything concerning her drugs?
Well, she has stopped taking the statin as she thinks she doesn't need it any longer. Her LDL cholesterol is only a little higher than it should be, and after reading the package leaflet, she threw the statin away.
That's a problem. As she has already had a mini stroke, her LDL cholesterol definitely has to be lower than 100 milligrams per deciliter. Lower than 70 would be best. She should talk to her doctor. Side effects of statins are rare and can generally be dealt with. Perhaps she can get a combination of two different substances.
Is this cholesterol really so important?
Yes, it is. It would be best if you came together with your mother the next time, as we can explain that to her in more detail.
That's a good idea. She also needs a special lotion for the dry skin caused by her diabetes and her age. I have just one more question about the danger of a stroke. What signs do I need to look out for?
There's a very simple way of remembering how to recognize a stroke and what to do. It's F-A-S-T, FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulties, and T for time to call the ambulance.
Thank you very much for your help.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.